Do you know much about the creator of Mount Lofty House? Well, much of Arthur Hardy's story has really disappeared into obscurity. Until now, a new biopic is out, Arthur Hardy, the Forgotten Hero of the Hills is what it's called. You can watch it on demand from your own computer via the Adelaide Fringe website. Producer Peter Madden joins me now. Hi, Peter.
Hey, Jenny. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thank you. And so Mr. Hardy, a bit of an unsung hero, you reckon?
Yeah, he was known at all. It is, as you mentioned, for Mount Lofty House. He was the original builder for that. But his influence in Adelaide in its first 50 years is much, much greater. But just in the Hills area, for example, things like the Craters Institute was something that was a building that he built and donated. He donated the land for the Church of the Epiphany, also on Waverley Road there, the primary school, the Arthur Hardy Gardens, which are to the south of Mount Lofty House. Not only named in his honour, but they were the gardens that he originally established on his land. And all the big houses along Summit Road there are all built on blocks that he sort of leased or sold off when he was still going reasonably strongly. So he has a very big impact in that area of the Hills. He was the member for Albert, the local district, for 17 years. And then he also had a profound impact on life down on the plains.
Right. So who was he? Take us back to the 1800s. Who was this guy who emigrated over here?
So his father was a doctor. He had a number of siblings who came down and died from what we know as tuberculosis. He showed symptoms of it. And in those days, one of the solutions to the problem was to send them off to places like South Australia, warmer, drier climates away from London in the hope that they would recover. And some did. His brother came out with light exposition and he sort of half recovered. But Arthur himself had a full recovery, even though he had, coughing blood and so forth in London. He had a full recovery and finished up living to 92 years.
Oh, wow.
And even though he had studied as a lawyer in London, he decided to come out here and be a farmer. And his father bought them two big locks on the Torrens, where paradise is now. But that's when the story sort of took its turn. The governor of the time, George Gawler, was having real problems with a bit of law and order issues, and so he rode up one day to see Hardy and said, look, we need some help in town to sort of, get law and order in place. Would you be interested? And Hardy eventually took up the offer and became what was effectively our first Crown Prosecutor.
There you go. Yeah, right. And it wasn't always luxurious living for him, was it?
No, in the early days. They're living in tents. They're just having to make it up as they go along. And all sorts of problems with dingoes getting to the sheep and ducks going into the vegetable gardens. And, the people that were around to work on these farms and so forth were sort of basically vagrants and criminals who were coming from Sydney and Melbourne. So there was nothing easy about what they were doing.
Yeah. So how did he come to acquire Mount Lofty House?
So he did a trek one day early on in his time across the heights of Mount Lofty, and he saw these magnificent views, in particular the one that went down to the eastern side, what's now Piccadilly Valley, and said, this is superb, this is as good as you get. And also, he was the first person to realise that soil up on the hills there was actually quite fertile. Everyone else thought it was, of no use for farming. And as a result, he took a lease, the first lease granted from the land that stretched from Waverley Road all right across the hill down to almost Waterfall Gully and Greenhill. 400 acres it was, and a huge amount of land. And he was the first owner, and he built the house in the best spot there.
Wow. And in the bio of the film, Arthur Hardy, the Forgotten Hero of the Hills, you've referred to him as part of the glue that held Adelaide and the new colony together across its first 50 years. So it sounds like he was a pretty important player.
Yeah, so he came to town being Crown Prosecutor, so, he sort of kept law and order going. But he also was a founding player in the Freemasons, who were very philanthropic, as they are now, but certainly back then philanthropic organisation. He was a player in the formation of the Adelaide Club, which was sort of the business, the men of Adelaide getting together and, planning the way forward. He was part of the founding group that got St Peter's College going. He brought books over. He was his brother-in-law was John Stuart Mill, and he brought, when he went home one year, he brought books over that Mill had suggested and started these various what were then called institutes that we know as libraries. And so there's one at Glen Osmond, there's the Crakers Institute and so forth that were initially filled with books that Hardy brought. So, you know, he had this very big influence in a town that, hadn't really got its footing yet. But what's gone through all that is the principles of the Unitarian faith, in which is this sense of the need to serve others, that, you know, there are others that you need to assist and look out for all the time. And that really shines through all of what Hardy did over his years.
So does the film play like a documentary, or how does it look?
No, it's Arthur. So he lost, he got overextended in terms of debt and lost the house. And then he somehow got more money together and invested them on behalf of others as well in the 1880s. But there was a worldwide depression in the 1880s, and they lost their money, principally mining ventures. The town turned on him and sort of held him to account for all of this, even though there's just not the slightest indication of any fraud or some such. So he died, you know, without much money in that flat, well, lived his last years in a flat down at Glenelg. And took up the tram each day, which he had championed to get the trams going to town. So the play is set in that flat in his last weeks or months. He's visited, he's attended to by a sort of a carer, Nurse Withers, and he also has his grandson come to visit him, Frederick. Frederick's a law student, and he wants Arthur to come and speak to his class at the law school. And they, through the conversation, Arthur gets the chance to tell his story.
How can we watch the documentary, Peter?
So the best way, the Fringe have this excellent called Watch at Home, and you just simply, you know, notionally buy a ticket off the Fringe website, and then they send you the link, and you can watch it on your computer, or if you can organise it into your television, you can do that. It goes for about 45 minutes. And in the alternative, you know, we'll certainly be organising additional screenings in the area at Stirling, and hopefully down here on the plains for various things, maybe at the State Library.
Oh, sounds great. Well, thank you so much for joining me to share the story today.
Great. Thanks a lot for your interest, Jenny.